The third day of demonstrations began with a tense early morning negotiation between law enforcement and protest leaders. The result was the anti-TMT movement's Kapuna leaders and their supporters agreeing to voluntary arrest. 33 were taken into custody by police, with many needing physical assistance to reach law enforcement vans. But one man, Native Hawaiian activist Billy Freitas, told police they would have to remove him from the mountain.
I'm not willing to leave anybody. I respect you, Baba. I cannot give him. I let you guys man carry me. Whatever way you gotta make easy for you, make easy for you. You gotta roll me over, whatever.
Drivers on roadways around the state were also affected. On Hawaii Island, the Daniel K. Inouye Highway, better known as Saddle Road, was temporarily closed by the state after vehicles tied to the protest blocked traffic. On Oahu, protest supporters caused a slowdown on H1. That's according to Ed Sniffen with the State Department of Transportation.
Well, right now we're hopeful that the protest stays on this side. We're hopeful that we don't impact the rest of the island. And we're hopeful that we don't have to shut the road down again. But we're still going to be prepared to do it to make sure that everyone stays safe.
In response to the disruptions, Governor David Ige declared an emergency proclamation on Wednesday that he says will give law enforcement more flexibility to control access to and around Mauna Kea.
Since Monday, protesters have illegally occupied roads and highways. However, even though law enforcement has done everything it can to talk and reason with protesters, the protesters continue to break the law and place the safety of the public at risk.
Neither officials with the state or TMT would give a timeline for when construction equipment will begin ascending the mountain. The TMT project is expected to take 10 years to complete. In Hilo, I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.